Proclamation number 5714 of 2nd of July, 1953. Help for weak souls in the afterlife. Not an hour should you be idle which you can use for the redemption of the spiritual. It is work which signifies the highest degree of neighborly love if you help the souls to release themselves from their bondage. The souls which are too weak themselves and depend on your help, irrespective of whether they are still on earth or already in the beyond. You, who are knowledgeable, you can help, you can bring them what they themselves lack. You can help them gain strength if you lovingly take care of them. But you can also instruct them that they should only ever use the strength imparted to them for loving activity and that they can thereby always acquire more strength. On earth, people likewise have to be stimulated into loving activity if their souls are to be released from their shackles. Therefore, whatever you can do to first convey the knowledge to your fellow human beings or the souls in the beyond that redemption is possible and how it is possible, you should not refrain from doing, even if you cannot yet see the effect your activity will have. You should constantly remember that countless souls are in greatest need. And if you lack the opportunity on earth to instruct your fellow human beings, to share your rich knowledge with them or to admonish them to be lovingly active, then take care of the souls in the kingdom of the beyond who are extremely grateful to you for your will to help, who also accept your instructions, who surround you because they feel a certain strengthening in your proximity and who constantly appeal to you for the supply of this strength. Teach them in your thoughts or carry the word of God to them. And you will find grateful listeners, and your work for God and His kingdom will truly be blessed. Don't let an hour go by unused when you can carry out redemptive work, for earthly activity only has earthly success but spiritual activity surpasses all earthly success because it yields everlasting goods. Goods for which the souls sincerely thank you as soon as they have recognized the hardship they are in. Also try to open up the spiritual kingdom to your fellow human beings. Try to change their thinking. Try to open up areas to them which are foreign to them and also help them onto the path which leads into the spiritual kingdom. Try to convey to them the realization that not earthly life but life in the spiritual kingdom after their death is the actual life they should strive for during their earthly life. Use every hour you can work for God and His kingdom, for the time you have left to work for Him is only short and the spiritual hardship is immense. But you can reduce it if only you are willing to be redemptively active. If you want to help where help is needed. Amen.